Scriptural Relation of Religion and the State. Preface. This little book claims only a humble place among many that have spoken the conscientious convictions of honest hearts upon this subject of vital interest to the Church of Christ and the state. Those who, in time of apparent peace, lift the voice of warning often gain for themselves an unenviable name. For people who are comfortably taking their ease in fancied security from any possible danger do not like to be disturbed. Those who are ardently pursuing some favorite scheme, which to them seems most timely and important, do not like to be told that they are moving in the wrong direction, that there is danger before them, that they are working for their enemy and the enemies of Christ. But faithful dealing requires that this unwelcome work should sometimes be done. The Lord has said by His prophet, Son of man, speak to the children of thy people, and say unto them, When I bring the sword upon a land, if the people of the land take a man of their coasts, and set him for their watchman, if, when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet, and warn the people, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet, and taketh not warning, if the sword come, and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet, and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come, and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O Son of Man, I have set thee a watchman upon the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Ezekiel 33, verse 2-7. It is a sense of the responsibility here imposed upon the watchman, and a vivid perception of the dangers of our time that have prompted the sending forth of this work. The principles here treated are of primary importance at all times, and of special significance at the present. Principles alone are aimed at, and the facts of history which substantiate the positions taken are in each case familiar to the ordinary reader. Hence, time and space are not consumed in referring to them. This little volume does not profess to compass the entire subject of the relation of church and state. Some features of the question are altogether omitted, and others are treated in a manner to awaken thought and study, rather than in an exhaustive style. GCT